Nina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Listening to this broadcast and listen to a program of a man that's doing great works, and many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their homes, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory. We need a miracle. We need a miracle.
God bless all my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Friends, this is Reverend Gregory here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you and especially you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. If you have that faith, my friends, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you that have that trouble in your home with no peace in that home. You that have that loved one that has gone astray, that husband and wife, that girlfriend, that boyfriend. You that have that court case pending and it seems that there is no winning. Yes, you, my friends, that are dealing with evildoers, that witchcraft and that voodoo and hoodoo that they put down on folks because of jealousy and envy. Yes, friends, no matter what that problem is, no matter how long you've tried to turn that situation around, there's a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in need. And all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. And you too can come through. Your situation, friends, can be turned around. Yes, you that have that sick in your body, that arthritis, that gout, that problem with your nature, that diabetes, whether you have high or low blood pressure or trying to grow hair on your head or your nature is on vacation. Oh, my God, get your pencils, friends. Get your paper ready. Write down this mailing address. Write down this telephone number. Those of you that are writing, we're going to send you a cross. We're going to send that prayer cloth and a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, showing you, my friends, as others have come through, you too can come through. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, you just dial me right back, friends. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Whether you want a dresser around your home, whether you need help on that job keeping the situations peaceful so you can go make your daily bread, whether you right now have those throwing those stumbling blocks right there in front of you, or they're hiding their hands after they've stoned the stone, my friends, God can be with you no matter what you're dealing with. Those of you that are dealing with witchcraft, hoodoo, and voodoo, there's a way to turn it around. There's a way to stop those that are against you. There's a way to keep God in your spirit, in your house, in your life. Telephone number, friends, write it down. Don't try to memorize it. Those of you that are writing, get that pencil and paper ready. Oh, my God. Yes, my friends, in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back. Come back, boy, it's steeping and straining, so they can drink it and get to the fields the next day. I'll show you how to get rid of that arthritis, my friends, that gout, that rheumatism. I'll show you how to rebuild your body. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. Right now, my friends, I'm going to ask that you join us for a minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes. But let's fill the skies, my friends, with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Might be praying with someone on the other side of town that's having the same trouble that you're having right now, friends. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. The name of Jesus with the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. Together in peace. So yes, friends, those of you right now at the sound of my voice, I know that God's real. I know that book of Genesis, the Revelation, is with us. I'm going to play a testimonial of a lady that had real serious problems, and I'm going to get right back with you. Again, friends, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444.
But you say you saw a frog come out. And when the frog came out, how did it look?
It was brown, had a tail and two eyes on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And when that come out, this great old lump come at me behind it. But it shaped like a frog. It had a tail.
Yeah, I told you what was going to happen. I told you didn't even have to look at it.
It had a long tail. It shaped just like one.
It didn't scare you, did it?
Well, not exactly. It kind of upset me a little bit. First, you know, I just look at it, and then I just went on with flushed it. At first, it did call. What? At least I didn't say nothing. I just look at it, and then I flushed it. But it really get to you, I tell you. Look, I didn't let it get to me, because I won't get well.
Uh-huh.
I didn't too much let it get to me, because God knows I've been suffering too long, and I won't enjoy my life while I'm here. And I don't want to enjoy my life laying up hurting all the time. So, no, it didn't scare me. It didn't scare me of nothing. So, on one thing I said, I want to get well.
Have you heard from that man that you were dealing with before that?
No, I don't want to hear from him.
6 months of nothing, huh?
That 6 months of, a whole lot of hurt. A whole lot of pain. Ooh, take, like it is now. Shoot, I'm not. Ooh, don't say nothing. Looks like it'd be two on the side. And they come up, they go down, they come up, they go down. Do a bunch of knots in my stomach. It feel like they want to come up. And I just keep on rubbing, I rub, and I rub. Then, you know, like when I rub, they kind of disappear. And at night, first part of the night, I can sleep. Until about 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, you know, I had to get up out of that bed.
My friends, our time is drawing down, my friends. I'm going to play some more of that testimonial next week of that lady that had cleared her body out of all types of situations, unnatural and natural. My friends, I've talked to many that have been different places up and down the highway and still going through the same thing that they were going through before. No matter whether it's natural or unnatural, witchcraft and hoodoo and voodoo, whether you're dealing with trying to rebuild your body and you're trying to go to the job to make your daily bread and still in pain, I'll show you how to rid your body of that pain. We have been around for a long time. Write down the telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, when you write, remember to send your return address. Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, my friends. Zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Whether you have a problem with the courts and jail, whether you have a problem with your loved ones that's gone astray, whether you have a situation to where there's no peace, not even in your own family, whether you're dealing with those that are throwing stones and hiding their hands, whether you have a problem right now inside your body that's natural and you're trying to rebuild your body, I'll show you, my friends, that God is yet in the blessing business, and if I cannot help you through the power of God, I sure enough to God will not harm you. Again, my friend, for further information, I am here at the prayer office all day long. 404-212-2444. 2-4-4-4. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. After it's all gone, is something else to get it back. May God bless you and keep you. Again, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it. 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, friends, to pray over everything that you do.
Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory which is due your name. We rejoice in you always, according to Philippians 4:4. For you are our Lord and our Savior. You are the King of kings, O God. We give you glory and we give you honor. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way. Even as we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you will increase within us. Father God, we give you everything, O God. God, we can't do nothing without you, but with you, we can do all things. Because God, we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God, there was no one that compared to you. And Father God, we will continue to give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you please turn it to Romans, the 11th chapter and the 29th verse. Romans 11th chapter, 29th verse. And it reads, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the New King James Version reads, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. And the topic on today is the calling. Romans 11:29 states, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable or without repentance, simply meaning God does not take back the spiritual gifts and the talents and the divine purpose in which he imparts into us. He don't take it back. Without repentance means that God won't change his mind about what he has called you to do. Even though you may disobey him, you may not do it, but the calling is still there. It is up to you to accept it and to walk in it. And if God has called you, the calling is there. And he will allow it to sit there until you make up your mind. God, I'm going to obey you. I don't care what people are saying. I don't care how they come up against me. The only thing that matters is me obeying you and taking on this call that I have upon my life. Yes, the call can be great and the call can be heavy. It could be a weight upon you, but God would not trust you with the call if he didn't think you was well and able to see it through. Amen. It also emphasizes that God's plan and his promises are steadfast. Regardless of our failures, regardless how we sometimes can be hard-headed and don't listen because we feel like, okay, God, things are not going the way it should. Maybe you haven't obeyed him. Maybe you should look and say, hey, what have I done? God told me for to do something and then I haven't done it. You can hold up your own blessing. Come on here, somebody. So the call on your life is very special. It's very significant. It is only placed there. And I want you to listen to the Holy Ghost well. It is placed there only by God and not man. God controls your calling, not man. My God. So we're going to look at the key takeaways and the meaning of Romans 11 and 29. Irrevocable gifts and callings. See, some of us have talents and gifts of all spiritual gifts that God has entrusted us with. But the talents and the grace and the divine assignments that God gives us are permanent and it cannot be taken back. And how you use your gifts and talents is up to you. Because God gives us gifts and talents to represent him. Come on here, somebody. Because once a person see a call on your life, that call is anointed. And that anointing draws the person to the God that you serve. My God. So the context of Israel in Romans 11, Paul is reassuring that despite the disobedience of Israel, God has not broken his covenant promises to them. I don't care if you have erred, you have slipped, you have walked away, the calling is still there. God is married to the backslider. You are not going to rest until you accept the calling. I know many of you done seen people that's supposed to be saved and walking in a way that God has called them to walk in, but they're not walking according to the word or the ways of God. Get your eyes off of them. Pray for them. Seek after your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Don't allow the next person or the next incident or situation to be a stumbling block. Come on here, somebody, in your spiritual walk. Now, God has placed mentors and leaders in your life to cultivate your calling, to protect your calling, because there are sheep, there are people all out there. There are wolves in sheep clothing that can damage you or only pimp you while you are in your calling or pimp the calling that is on your life. And I know some of you have seen so much of stuff on the spiritual walk that is not of God. And once again, I don't know why the Holy Ghost is emphasizing on this. Get your eyes off them and put your focus back on God. So despite of your broken promises, despite of you not feeling worthy because you messed up, the calling is still there. All you have to do is just go back and ask God to forgive you. And start your first works back over again. Do not denounce your calling. Do not denounce your calling. Oh, my God. God's unchanging character. The phrase without repentance, once again, means God does not regret or change his mind about the gifts and callings that he gave you. Now, if you don't want it, you don't have to even walk in it. You don't even have to accept it. But it's there. Moses grew up in the Egyptian royalty. He had the finest education of the day of leadership, businesses, and the government. And he also grew up with the sense of God's calling on his life. Just like some of you, you have been called from the womb of your mother. But deep down, he knew he was supposed to deliver his people from the oppression of the Egyptians. See, God has that calling on your life because you have an assignment to do. You have to deliver some people out of some stuff. You have a word inside of you, that must come forth. But you are distracted by the surroundings. Once again, the Holy Ghost say, get your focus back. Get your focus back. But you see, also Moses made a mistake. And he ended up living in the wilderness for 40 years. That could have seemed like a waste, like he had missed his calling. But God was using that time to teach Moses how to survive in the desert and give him the skills he would eventually need to lead the people through the wilderness. During your season of waiting, or feeling like you're not worthy, or you messed up, that is a lesson. And during the lesson, God is teaching you. He's building you back up so you can step out and do what he has called you to do. It is not meant for you to lay in a pity party to back up, but it's meant for you to step forward and continue the walk. People of God, you may have made mistakes and gotten off course, but God's calling on your life is irrevocable. He doesn't change his mind like people. We change our mind, but God doesn't change his mind. He uses the delays, the wrong turns, the bad breaks, and the wilderness season to move you toward your purpose. Everything you go through is for a reason. It's for a purpose. You see, God sees the big picture, and he is preparing you and positioning you to fulfill your assignment. To get you into your promised land and to become all you were created to be. Don't denounce the calling. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in praise and gratitude. Thank you that your word is true and your promises are yea and amen. Thank you that the gifts and the callings that you have placed on our lives are irrevocable and that you do not withdraw what you have graciously given. Father, we confess that sometimes we doubt our own selves and we feel that our mistakes have disqualified us. Yet, oh God, your word promises that your plans for us are not based on our perfections, but on your faithfulness. Father, we thank you. Thank you that no detour, no wrong turn, or mistake we have made has the power to cancel the calling you have placed on our lives. Father God, we rise in faith today, Lord, to embrace the gifts you have entrusted in us. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace that allows us to begin again. Father God, we submit our lives to you, asking that you use us to serve you and glorify your name. Father God, we thank you for keeping us on track and ordering our steps. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. If you need to contact me, my number is